This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The British and Irish governments condemn a fresh outbreak of violence in Northern Ireland involving petrol bombs. This is the region's lawmakers head into emergency talks. Britain alleges bullying by the Myanmar junta when the country's ambassador to London was ousted in an extraordinary diplomatic coup after calling for the release of civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi. U.S. President Joe Biden will unveil measures aimed at curbing rampant U.S. gun violence, especially seeking to prevent the spread of untraceable ghost guns. The cash-strapped U.N. Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA, praises President Biden for resuming U.S. financial support, saying it comes at a critical moment amid the COVID pandemic. Turkey blames the European Union for seating arrangements that left European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen without a chair during a meeting in Ankara with Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan. Ukraine's president travels to the country's eastern front line after a surge in clashes with separatist forces and a spike in tensions with Moscow. A bill to legalize euthanasia goes before a deeply divided French parliament, with right-wingers planning to torpedo any vote. There are thousands of amendments, and the government is not taking sides. China accuses the UK of sheltering wanted criminals after prominent Hong Kong pro-democracy activist Nathan Law said he has been granted political asylum there. Two Indonesian Navy ships packed with aid arrive in a cyclone-ravaged section of the archipelago as the disaster's death toll rises to nearly 180 people. This is VOA News. Several nations issued new guidelines over the use of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine after the European Union's medical regulator announced a link between the vaccine and rare, possibly fatal blood clots. Britain says it will offer alternatives for adults under the age of 30. The vaccine was developed in Britain jointly by the British-Swedish drug maker and scientist at the University of Oxford. Reuters News says Spain and the Philippines will limit the vaccine to people over age 60, while the Washington Post says Italy has issued similar guidelines. The European Medicines Agency said Wednesday the blood clots should be listed as a very rare side effect of the AstraZeneca vaccine, but continued to emphasize that its overall benefits outweigh any risks. Rare blood clots have been associated with the deaths of at least 14 people across Europe. The vaccine is critical to Europe's immunization campaign, and crucial in the global strategy to supply vaccines to poorer countries. The vaccine is cheaper and easier to use than rival vaccines from Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna. The Biden administration said it would restart aid to Palestinians, reversing a Trump-era policy. Again, we'll keep watching that for you. Lawyers working to reunite migrant families that the Trump administration separated said they could still not find the parents of 445 children. In South Korea, the Brave Girls were on the verge of breaking up and abandoning their dreams of K-pop stardom after years of going nowhere, until a pseudonym YouTuber uploaded a compilation of them performing on South Korean army bases and saved their careers. A lawyer for imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says doctors have found he is suffering from two spinal hernias. The lawyer told the Interfax news agency Wednesday that Navalny also has a spinal protrusion and is beginning to lose sensation in his hands. Navalny went on a hunger strike last week to protest what he called poor medical care. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has defended the 2013 ruling that freed one of the drug lords most wanted by U.S. authorities, even though Mexico's Supreme Court later ruled it was a mistake. Rafael Caro Quintero walked free while serving a 40-year sentence for the torture murder of U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration agent Enrique Quique Camarena in 1985. Via remote, Laurel Bowman for VOA News.